From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and Russia have called for a truce as violence continues in and around Aleppo, Syria. At the White House here in Washington, President Barack Obama's spokesman Josh Earnest said the U.S. and Russia secured an agreement to refresh the partial truce the warring parties began in late February.
It's our view that this essentially would be a refreshment of the cessation of hostilities. And getting both sides to commit to refreshing the commitments that they made in the context of the cessation of hostilities could have potentially a catalyzing effect.
A Syrian government statement said the truce would begin Saturday and last for 24 hours in Damascus and the eastern Ghouta region outside the capital. A similar arrangement in Latakia province is expected to last for 72 hours. Meanwhile, fighting continued in Syria Friday with rebels launching rocket attacks and government airstrikes hitting a clinic in Aleppo. The U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members, including a two-star general, for their role in a deadly airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan last year that killed 42 people. General Joseph Votel, the head of the U.S. Central Command, told reporters Friday at the Pentagon an investigation into the incident found the tragedy was the result of what he called an extraordinarily intense situation that included multiple equipment failures. Votel said the intended target was an insurgent stronghold about 400 meters from the hospital, which was run by the charity Doctors Without Borders. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.